Welcome back for a continued conversation with Dr. Wallace about managing behaviors.
One of the things that they encourage for adults is making sure that you're engaging in things like psychotherapy. As a clinician, I have to go to psychotherapy. It's like an ethical requirement of my job. And people are like, oh my gosh, how bad is your life? And it's not about whether life is good or bad. It's about a process of sitting with another person that you trust, that has built a relationship of concern and safety for you, that is willing to assist you in seeing your blind spots, assist you in helping to like solve problems and consider the ways that you're showing up in the world, really encouraging you to embrace your most authentic self. So that's what psychotherapy is supposed to be. It's not just supposed to be reserved for the really bad cases where, you know, the whole world is crumbling down, but a process of really getting insightful about yourself. And psychotherapy for children can do that, especially play therapy or any sort of expressive therapies that are geared toward children. I would not encourage your 5 or 6 year old to sit and talk about their feelings. I would love for them to play about their feelings and draw about their feelings and act out their feelings and find animals that are, you know, just like their feelings. And then the other things that Amen suggests are things like meditation, if necessary, medication, and really making sure that you are bolstering the brain to be as healthy as possible. Right before this, I was on Amen's, one of his social media sites, and I was really surprised. He did a short video about the current situation amongst female teenagers right now in this country. 57% of those surveyed indicated persistent sadness. 57%. And those aren't even foster children. That's just the general public. 57%.
There's probably less people that would admit to that than actually feel that way.
Right. Exactly. So we have an epidemic on our hands of you know, teenagers considering self-harm, that are engaging in self-medicating behaviors and trying to escape what life really is. There was also a study that was published in 2017. There was a 10-year longitudinal study that looked at admissions to the ER amongst teens. I think if I remember correctly, it was 13 to 20 years old. I might have that upper number wrong. But over 10 years, there was a 300% increase in admissions to the ER related to anxiety, depression, and self-harm.
Wow.
And the article basically purported that the only thing that's really changed in our culture has been the exposure to social media that teens have access to. And that huge, like 300% increase is likely related to everyone seeing the highlight reels of your life and no one seeing the back scenes footage.
I love when someone posts like the vaccine footage, like here's what the day actually looked like. Right. And like there's poop everywhere and kids screaming. And every once in a while, I'll throw one of those up. Like, y'all think we got it together. Yeah, we do not.
Right. We do not. And we may be having fun, but we're also in the trenches as, you know, good parents. You don't luck into the good times. It's hard work to get there. And God bless foster families, because you all are not. You're not only just parenting, quote unquote, you're picking up where other people have left off and they may have not done a great job. At that point in time, you're having to like course correct the trajectory of where some of these children are headed. And that course correction could look like behavior mod, but most of the time it just means, man, you're worthy and you're lovable and you're enough. You don't have to be here performing for us. We just want to be in your presence and spend time with you and get to know you on that personal level. I mean, y'all got it hard, because you're not just starting from whatever you got. You've got other people have brought to you.